Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we are, taking a creative look at what today is all about. Once again, another hour of the DJ Veers on your radio station and in your podcast and in your hair. And I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Remember that old? No, wait a minute. Of course they don't remember it.
Because no, I know that one.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Nice. I couldn't tell you anything about it, but I know it. I don't know where it comes from or who sings
hair.
It.
It's a shampoo.
Okay, that makes sense.
Wash that man right out of my hair. Got that? Okay. Jennifer Horn was the first voice that chirped in there and said, "Hey, I got that." Victoria Keelan is here.
That was Jay.
Nope.
Was it Jay?
Oh, I can't. I got to make sure you're person that gets the credit. Jay Kirshner, along with the speculation. How many people are you? Let's see if I'm the only one who thinks that Joe Manchin is going to run for president. Raise your hand if you think Joe Manchin is a candidate for the presidency.
You know, I never thought about that. Honestly, never even thought about it until you just said it. And I think that you could be right. And maybe,
Phil, you make sure you get a recording of that and play it back today about four or five times. Doug, you may be right.
You may be right.
Okay.
I think it's an interest. You know what? I do think that's interesting. He certainly is someone who, you know, as I'm fond of the saying, you know, he certainly can ride two horses with one ass. So he likes he has friends on the right. He's got friends on the left. I don't know. Maybe that could be interesting.
And is he good enough to be president? I don't know enough about him, actually, other than he's throwing a monkey wrench into pretty much everything the Democrats want to do.
That's his
favorite
thing.
That's okay with me. Yeah.
Well, it depends.
Obviously,
he's very middle of the road.
Yes.
You know, but, and then sometimes, I don't know. I think it's a really interesting idea. I don't know. Has he ever I don't know anything about him. Has he ever expressed an interest?
He's smart. He's not talking about it. Right, Jennifer? Yes or no? What is he
Jen's
doing?
Off today.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right, too. That's the big idea. I forget.
Producer Phil should probably let you know who's here.
He probably did, and I wasn't listening to him. That's what happens.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Jen has another toy drive, which we've been documenting on the DJV Instagram.
We have. And how's she doing with the toy drive?
She's doing great, yeah. It's a busy thing, and they kind of sometimes put her in less than ideal locations.
Yeah,
where people just drive up and drop off a toy and apparently have lots of access to her.
Throw a toy at Jennifer. Yeah. Which reminds me, would you like to remind everybody about our push to get people to donate to the folks? And I'm looking for, I had the information right in front of me. And, of course, I can't find it now. So, Jay, the scoop on who it is that we're helping or trying to help, get people to help in the situation that folks in Kentucky and Tennessee find themselves in.
Yes. The organization is Pandemic of Love. They are a nonprofit where 100% of donations will go to whatever cause they are helping at the moment, and right now that moment is the Kentucky tornado victims. You can go to pandemicoflove.com. They have access for you to Venmo, a donation, Cash App, PayPal, whatever works best for you. And, again, they are channeling all of their efforts to help the Kentucky tornado victims.
Does that drive you nuts? I had prepared, as I was going through things last night that I wanted us to talk about today, I set that information aside. And do you think I can put my hands on? I normally am very well organized here. Apparently I'm not that well organized, but I think it's something we ought to repeat as often as we can as we think about it, because this is one of those things that is
going to be a long recovery.
It's a long haul.
And we have a very short news cycle, and, you know, this happens sometimes where something like this will happen. It's catastrophic. Everyone focuses on it for the first couple of days, and then everyone
sort of
moves on.
And we're very generous, too. Americans are very generous.
Absolutely.
When it comes to this sort of
thing. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, let's talk about our friends. Should we talk about our friends? Our friends, the Iranians, our friends, the Russians, our friends, the Chinese. Iran, number one, has agreed to allow inspectors to reinstall cameras at the centrifuge facility, which is where the nuclear, well, the, that's where they would process nuclear energy stuff, energy, right? Isn't that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an energy, atomic energy expert, but I remember that from, I don't know, high school or something. So if they're making it difficult, or they've agreed at least to renew inspections, but they don't really want to, and I thought that this, recently, this last week, they said we don't have to.
No. Well, I think they've made it clear that, you know, they don't want to be iced out of the world, and they do, so they really don't have another option. This was the only option that they had to come to the table with. This is the International Atomic Energy Agency, that's the IAEA. They hadn't, it's essentially, they've got the US, France, Germany, and the UK all breathing down their necks. So if they ever wanted to be considered, you know, to be given a seat at the table, let's say, they need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where we go from here? Are we back in some sort of 2015 agreement? That has not happened yet. Are we going to have a brand new one? Are we going to scratch what we had and then go back and just start over? I don't know. Apparently, the U.S. believes that if we put enough pressure on China and Russia, then we can get Iran, because they kind of can push Iran around, that we can get them to comply. So we'll see.
Coincidentally, the Russians and the Chinese had the leaders of the two countries yesterday had a Zoom meeting, and they agreed their number one priority was to make life miserable for America. And so they've come together to do as much as possible to push back on us as we push back on them. The thing is, we're the good guys, and they're the bad guys, and yet they think they're trying to convince the world they're the good guys because America is so bad. Look at what they've done here,
well,
there,
no
and
one's
everywhere.
Who really is going to believe them?
Nobody.
Yeah, no one believes that. But see, this is in response to yesterday we were talking about the bipartisan bill that was sponsored by Marco Rubio and
Jim McGovern, yep.
And so that was a really impactful moment. Even President Biden has been hesitant to go that far, and now he's gone there. And so this is a push that, just to recap in case people may have missed what this bill does, this is the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. And again, like we said, this is a bipartisan act, and this essentially bans all imports from the northwest region of Xinjiang, which is where the Uyghur Muslim population are in enforced slave camps. This is where they have forced sterilizations on the women. I mean, this is like a concentration camp by all definitions.
Welcome to 2021. Hello.
Yeah,
this is
also where your Nike shoes come from, and Coca-Cola has products that are made there, and you can name a million other products that are sold around the world that are manufactured in this one region. This is a massive banning all imports from that section of China is a massive hit to China's bottom line. I am not surprised in the least that they were not on the horn yesterday with Russia trying to feed, because we're also breathing down Russia's neck with Ukraine.
Yep.
So these two together are really being backed into a corner. And whatever they're going to try to do, I think that when you've got the rest of the world, this is why I was in favor of taking this approach of circling the wagons with allies, because I think you're stronger, you know, I mean, this, you're just stronger together. We'll see what happens. This is, you know, we're really putting a squeeze on them. China,
strength,
you can,
in unity.
You know,
that's,
you can
what
say
is.
What you want about China, but when you really push their bottom line and you mess with their you know, with their profits, that's when they get, you know, really hot under the collar. So, yeah, it's very interesting. China, Russia, and Iran, the three of them together, you know.
Great.
They all need to be put time out.
Remember when George Bush used to refer to, I don't know his name, the Axis of Evil.
Yep.
They're evil. Well, they are evil. They're bad. You know, we don't have to go too far. The interesting thing is, from somebody who's a radicalist as far as China is concerned, I don't think they went far enough. Ban all imports. Ban everything from China.
But then you're shutting down every American business
now.
You can't, we can't do that.
Wake up to that. Speaking of China, is Michelle Kwan Chinese? What is background? She,
Michelle Kwan, the skater?
Yeah.
Japanese, I believe.
Is she?
I believe so. I don't want to make that up. Why? What is she in the news for? And I'll look it up.
She has become a she's been Olympic. Good duck. She's been nominated for a diplomatic post as ambassador to Belize. I don't know what her ties are to Belize. Belize is a Central American country that's hotter than hell, other than it has a nice shoreline. But for whatever the reason, she is she has to be confirmed by the Senate, of course.
Yeah.
Biden picked her, and I'm just curious. There must be a story behind the story to this, because
she, so she is, she's Canadian, but I believe she is of Japanese descent.
No, she's born in Torrance, California.
Oh, California. Okay.
Yeah, she
was apparently she was a public diplomatic envoy under George W. and Barack Obama, and so now Biden, I guess, has made her the ambassador to Belize. I don't. Yeah, that's an odd connection.
It is kind of. Yeah, it is. Kind
of, and no, she is of Cantonese descent. So she's of Chinese descent. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Once again, Phil, I was right. Where's that echo from? What she said, what Victoria said before, have you got that?
No, I can't.
I'm just trying to figure out why, what is her involvement? Well, I don't know. I don't see anything on Wikipedia.
She is the most decorated figure skater in our history, you know. She won 43 championship medals, 5 world championships, 9 national titles, 2 Olympic medals. She became the first public diplomat for a decade to travel on behalf of the State Department to engage young people around the world on a lot of issues, social issues, that sort of thing. She's highly respected, highly thought of. She'll be a shoo-in. I can't imagine anybody getting up the gumption or having the balsam to say, no, we don't want her for that job.
Yeah, there's someone more qualified. There's someone better.
Right. Yeah, right.
Good for her. That's great.
And then you start looking around at some of these clowns that are ambassadors, and the only reason that they're ambassadors is because they raised $4 million for the presidential campaign of whomever is in there at the moment. So, at any rate. Speaking of the moment, just a quick moment for a last-minute shopping rush that may be upon you, thinking about practical things for Christmas, are you? Then go to MyPillow.com and go through all of the products in the catalog. Pick a few, use them, help people out. That's MyPillow.com. When you check out, use discount code DJV.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18, limit 2, in-store only while supplies last.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and you, and an explanation. Why didn't Kerry call 911? The world wants to know, or at least lots of people in America want to know. We'll find out after this.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
All right, Jay, let's get to the bottom line here. I think people don't realize, because I've said this on the air a number of times recently, as the attention has been focused on Chris Noth, that he's 67 years old. And we've watched him grow up on television from when he had his first major role in his early 30s as Detective Logan on Law and Order. And so when people say, wait a minute, I remember him from some other show. That's the show you remember. And he had two stints, and he was on two different Law and Orders over the 20-some-odd years he was associated with the with that franchise. So anyway, now he's all in the focus because of being Mr. Big and marrying Carrie, and now he's dead. And so what is he? How's he? Everybody else has explained it. How's he explaining it?
Well, yeah, with the whole big death scene, and a lot of people are like, there was time. Why didn't she call 911? Well, Chris Noth is talking about conversations he had with the creator, Michael Patrick King. This was for his Vogue interview. And he's saying that it was supposed to be this, like, big Bonnie and Clyde moment where they just kind of look at each other and they know what's about to happen and they have that last long, loving look and he shouldn't die in the bathroom alone. There shouldn't be the moment where Carrie comes in and finds him already passed, that they should gaze in each other's eyes and have this kind of, like, poetic conclusion to what was previously
good acting.
A rocky
it shows
couple.
Somebody who understands people and their emotions because they want to portray it. He had the interview I saw him give, which was on Extra or whatever, talking about his relationship with her as a friend in New York, and then how they worked through, as you just suggested, what he said. At first he said, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to die that way.
Yeah, why am I coming back just to die? But
right. Yeah.
He even went on to further explain it, that how all things come to an end and there really was nowhere for them to go in their storyline in the relationship because they'd already had these issues. They had so many issues during the series. There were some issues during the two films and they were a happy couple now. Well, that's not great for a lot of storylines. So it's kind
not
of like, no,
there.
To progress. and he even made the comment. He's like, there was nowhere to go but 6 feet under.
Right. There he is, Gonzo. He was interviewed by, I think it was Extra, in his New York City bar. He has a theater on Broadway that he owns and runs, and he has this bar that he's partners with somebody. I don't know who the guy was that he's partners with, but the idea that he's kind of Mr. New York in many ways. I bet if he ran for mayor, he'd win easily because a lot of people like him. He's very visible in New York, very visible on Instagram and Twitter. I see his stuff all the time.
I'm just going to say it now, though. Carrie still should have called 911, and then the ambulance just didn't make it on time.
No.
And they could still have that long, loving look.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It just seems so dumb that she just did nothing. She didn't she didn't shove the pills down his throat at nothing. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
she should have tried.
But it is interesting to get the behind the scenes. There was some quip about some scene that they shot a few episodes ago or whatever, a few years ago when they both went into the water. That was a one take, he said. So, listen, a lot of good memories and a lot of good moments to remember. 28 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18. Limit 2. In-store only while supplies last.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America has announced that it has installed on-site, behind-the-meter, battery energy storage systems at over 140 fast-charging stations around the country. These systems, in total, have more than 30 megawatts on energy storage capacity, representing the largest rollout of on-site behind-the-meter battery energy storage systems, coupled with the ultra-fast DC chargers in North America. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some lawmakers in the Senate are preparing to miss their self-imposed deadline to pass President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says adding to the national debt would not be good.
I think Build Back Better is dead forever. Joe Manchin has said he's not going to vote for a bill that will add to the deficit. Well, if you do away with the budget gimmicks, Build Back Better, according to the CBO, adds $3 trillion to the deficit.
Talks between Senator Joe Manchin and President Biden are going very poorly, according to an unnamed source on NBC News. Five children died and another four are critically injured after they fell 32 feet from a bouncy house lifted into the air by winds at a school event in Australia. Children at Hillcrest Primary School in Davenport on the north coast of Tasmania were celebrating the end of the school year when the tragedy occurred Thursday afternoon, Australia time. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With all the political turmoil from China, including hiding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic that has killed over 800,000 Americans, should American athletes be allowed to compete at the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February? 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey legend Mike Arousian weighs in on Newsmax Wednesday.
And if you think about 1980, when we boycotted the Summer Games because the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, look what happened to Afghanistan. And yet our athletes didn't have an opportunity to compete. So, you know, I think, again, I'm kind of old school. I think you take the politics out of the Olympic Games, let our athletes go, let them compete. They've been training for years for that one moment, that one chance. And to take that away from them, I think would be wrong and unjust. And especially in the last couple of years, you think about what these athletes have been going through to train. There's been no competition because of COVID. They've had to find places to train on their own. The sacrifices they're making just for the opportunity to go and compete is incredible. Now, yeah, I get what's going on in China. There's other ways we can find a way to punish the Chinese people. You know, hurt them in the pocketbook. You know, find ways to do things like that. But let our athletes go, especially now what we're dealing with. You know, wouldn't it be nice to sit at home and watch our athletes compete and watch them stand on the podium and see your flag being risen and they hear your national anthem? And, you know, we're going to have a lot of athletes who are going to have that opportunity. And, you know, what we're dealing with now, we need something like that.
The Winter Olympics run February 4th through February 20th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What happened to the promo? You keep forgetting the promo. Hey, nice going. That's why you got to put it into the system. Hi, that's a little shop talk. This is the DJV program. We actually, Victoria and I, are on the OJ's site because the fellow who was their guitarist for a long time was found dead. This guy died like 40 years ago, right? And now yeah. They just have found his remains. His name was Frankie Little. He was a guitarist for them when they first got started. So what in the world would have happened to him? I'm looking for some police speculation as to what happened to this guy.
I don't know.
And
they ruled it a homicide, but that's the most that we know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the remains may be, you know, it's only partial remains, so I don't really know what that necessarily means. And I don't know if they can determine a cause of death, except they definitely know it was a homicide.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you end up in a trash bag?
Right.
And his remains were found back in 1982. Just now figuring out it's him.
Right. That does sound strange, doesn't it, huh?
No, the family gave DNA, so now DNA has come so far since yep. back then. So they were able, at least it's closure for the family.
Mm-hmm. All right, for those of you who may be too young to remember the OJs, here are a couple of snippets from their big tunes. For many, they have had dozens of big hits. This is my fave. Crank it up there, will you? How can you not love this song?
It's a great song.
Oh,
Gap used
God.
It in their Christmas commercials or holiday commercials for years.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's probably where I know the song
still.
From. You're right, Jay.
Yeah, there's no way you can sit still from. Come on. Let's all put our hands together. Everybody ready? Whenever I clap, I'm usually off the beat.
You are now, too.
I didn't want to say it.
All right, I won't clap. Crank it up, Phil. I'm riding for you. Ooh, come on, board. Love that drum. So happy. All right, there's another one that involves love, I think, as well. You want to play a snippet from that, Phil? Really great. Great, great piece of music. Okay, go ahead. Stick your neck out, Phil. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know it, but I like it.
You don't know this song? Oh,
no.
All right. Well, Phil, give her a better taste.
Are they from Detroit? Is
no,
that part
Philadelphia.
Of the Detroit sound?
Oh, no, that's a Philadelphia song. Sound of Philadelphia. Any kind of music. Actually, I think they're originally from New Jersey. I'm sure you'll look it up, but something in my mind tells me, my memory tells me they're from New Jersey, but they have that sound like mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, all the different. There's the Philadelphia sound was much different than the Motown sound, actually, and you can almost tell by listening to it where they came from. But that certainly is the reminiscent of the Philadelphia sound. 37 after the hour, DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer is off doing a Christmas thing today. The COVID situation, as we review every day, sort of some of the stuff that is repetitive. COVID-19 vaccines, according to the Commonwealth Fund, have averted millions and millions and millions of deaths.
I think like 10 million, right? Wasn't that the number that was tossed around? Yeah.
Yep, right. 40% of COVID cases are asymptomatic, stuff that's showing up now. The reason that I know that is because I had a test when I got the sniffles last week, and what I was told is I didn't have it. My temperature remained steady at 97.8. It was a little, when I had the sniffles, I'm normally 97.2 or 3. I went up to 97.8. And that's the first indicator. But then there, you get the test, they stick the thing up your nose and very unpleasant. But if you have the most recent, the Omicron, you're going to have a cold or what seems like a cold for a couple of weeks. So anyway, that's Pfizer, by the way, says its COVID-19 pill cuts high risk hospitalization and deaths by 89%. Which I thought was very promising.
The only problem, though, is with that is, you know, and I know we mentioned this yesterday, but it's, you know, it bears repeating. You have to get tested. If you don't feel well, don't just, sit on it.
Yes.
Because those pills don't work unless you take them within the first 3 days. So there's a really finite window there. But the interesting thing that came out yesterday about Omicron, the number one thing that's different with Omicron in terms of symptoms is this came from the UK where they have national medicine and they do a lot of cases of it right now. It's very easy for them to pull the data. So they analyzed 43 cases, in the UK or the CDC used the UK data. And the number one thing is a scratchy throat. Because if you have Delta or any of the other variants before Delta, it's a sore throat. But with Omicron, the number one thing, if you have a scratchy throat, don't just think in December that it's allergies. Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's probably allergies.
Or cold,
and it's really,
seasonal.
Yeah, sinus. And it turns out it's actually... Right. Mm-hmm. So if you have the scratchy throat, that's something you may want to go and get tested. Already, Omicron has made up... I'm in New Jersey, about an hour outside of New York City, and now 13% of all the new cases in Jersey and New York are Omicron. It spread really fast.
Well, that's what they said. And
I didn't think it was going to be that fast, though.
We went from
0 to 13%.
Simple, the cough and the fatigue and the congestion and runny nose stuff, which are exactly the same as you have with cold, it is worth having it checked out. And in the old days, we never bothered. You got a cold, okay. So
yeah,
you take Alka-Seltzer and you kind of wait it out.
But in this case, because it's so highly transmissible, you really do want to make sure that you know you have it or you don't.
I'm going to ask this of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's with us later today. What happens when should everybody just run to the doctor or to some fast doctor joints, like the fast food joints? You got the fast doctors now, and get a test if you do have a cough or if you're congested or you got a runny nose.
I just went to CVS the other day, and I got four boxes. You can only buy four at a time, and it's four boxes of the rapid at-home tests.
Yeah.
And they're 99-point-something% accurate.
They're better now than they were, yeah.
Yeah, they're actually really good. And so, and it's the swab up the nose, and 10 minutes.
But
so it's really helpful if you have, I bought four different boxes. There's two tests per box, and so you're supposed to take two tests within 24 hours. So if you take one and you get a negative, then, you take it 24 hours later, you take the second one. And so we're doing that because our family Christmas party is on Saturday, and I want to make sure we're not bringing anything in with us. So.
But the study also that I saw, about 40% of those who are who have COVID, they never show any symptoms. You know, we're talking
about why they don't get
fever,
tested. Yeah.
Chills, cough, shortness of breath, muscle aches, you got a headache, loss of taste and smell, sore throat. I've never had any, I shouldn't say any of them. We've had coughs here because of all of the allergies, but I haven't had any of these other signs, frankly, at all. Sore throat's usually the first sign of a cold with me, and I didn't have that even with this. It went right to sniffles. And that's where it stayed in my throat a little bit.
The thing is, you got tested and you don't have it and you're not spreading it.
Yeah, well, I do that for the kids as much as anything else. I don't want to spread it to you through the microphone either or all the people listening around the country. But the symptom thing is pretty interesting for everybody who wants to know. If you don't feel sick, you don't get tested, as Victoria just suggested. And so why would you get tested if you don't feel sick?
Well, right. There's a lot of people who are feeling something, but they won't acknowledge that they're sick. Like, there's a little bit of a sniffle, and it's like, oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, a little bit of a sniffle, and it's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Or they coughed a couple times, and it's like, oh, no, just something got in my throat. There are some. My father-in-law, he thought he was just dealing with a little bit of sinus drainage, didn't even acknowledge it as a cold or sinus infection. And he was supposed to go on a vacation with a bunch of their friends, and somebody decided to ask everybody to go ahead and get tested before everybody met up. Sure enough, he had COVID.
A lot of these studies are done elsewhere other than here, like in Asia and Europe and South America, Africa. 60% of confirmed COVID cases among people under 20 were asymptomatic. 60% of the younger people had no symptoms, no idea they had it at all. Imagine the transmission rate in that circumstance. That's what
I was
thinking when I saw
that. That's dangerous. Yeah, you just don't know. And younger people are out with groups of friends. They're in restaurants and bars and movie theaters.
Here's what I found confusing, Victoria and Jay. The research shows that the vaccines contribute to a higher proportion of asymptomatic infections. So if I'm reading that correctly, you get a vaccine, you don't have the symptoms, but you can still get the COVID.
You can still pass it along. Now, if the thing that, and this is what kind of really bugs me when a lot of people who are the anti-vaxxers are trying to say, well, there's no difference. If you're vaccinated, you can still pass it along. The same if you're unvaccinated. That's not necessarily true.
Yourself,
the viral load that you carry if you are not vaccinated is much, much higher, and it lasts a lot longer. So the window of contagion that if you are vaccinated and boosted, because boosted is now part of being vaccinated, you're not really vaccinated anymore if you only got the two shots without the booster. You're not considered fully vaxxed. So if you're fully vaxxed and boosted, then if you are carrying it and you don't have symptoms...
Something criminal about that.
Well, but it's because that's just how the vaccine has worked.
No, I was thinking about the way you said boosted. Boosted sometimes refers to somebody hijacking a Brinks
truck. Oh, right,
yeah. Like
but the my point though is that if you are vaccine boosted and you are asymptomatic and you are technically contagious, you're going to be contagious for a much much shorter window of time. Like it could be a day or two, and the viral load that you're carrying in your nose and in your body is also significantly less than if you're not vaccinated. So I'm like really over people trying to say, oh, it's the same thing and it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated. Not. It totally does.
And now there's Moderna. People compare Pfizer and Moderna and think they are one and the same. Not the same company, but that they are equal. And I've never, some people have told me I should have, they wish they had had Moderna instead of Pfizer. Everybody in my family's had Pfizer. I don't, have you had, was yours Moderna?
Pfizer. My parents got Moderna. My brother and Lewis and I, we all got Pfizer.
So there's a, there was a federal appeals case that basically dismissed a couple of patent challenges from Moderna over the key components involved in making their vaccine. And I was wondering why that made a difference. The court's decision to side with this company that sued them allows them, this court decision, they could potentially sue Moderna for all. Like, Moderna's made $18 billion on this stuff so far. So if they did steal... and so far, it's not proven, but they're going to keep pushing it. They stole some of the formula from this other company, and then they're going to be coughing up a lot of dough to this other outfit.
That's not good.
No, but it's really interesting to see. You know, there's so much money involved in this. It really is. It's pretty amazing, frankly. All right, speaking of pretty amazing and COVID, remember that COVID likes fat. And if you have a lot of fat on your body, no matter where it is, you're also attracting this powerful, horrible thing that we call COVID. So to eliminate or certainly to lessen the opportunity for you to get this and to have it, the cases are more severe. Plenty of people who aren't heavy, are not overweight, are also getting COVID. Don't get me wrong. But the ones, the cases that are the toughest are the cases of people who are heavy. And the spikes on the virus, they stick to the fat. And so if you really want to, you know, my message with Calitrin for the past month has been, okay, let's not gain so much weight through the holiday season. Let's go on the defensive and get on the program. And, you know, you still enjoy yourself, but let's try to keep the weight at a minimum, at a minimum problem. But now, as you think about COVID, and if you're heavy, you are... You're like 10 times more likely to get it, even if you had the shots. And then you probably might want to check out their website. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. If you are interested in some of their specials, they have a call it the 12 Days of Christmas giveaways. They're giving some of this away. So figure out how that works by looking at Toploss.com. And when you check yourselves out, use the discount code DJV, 48 after the hour.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let's get right to it. A lot of things going on in technology that affect you. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and the FCC proposal. What are they up to?
Yeah, they're proposing new rules for emergency alerts to make them more accessible to people who are deaf or hard of hearing. This is, as you would imagine, important. And so the agency said in a news release that the proposal is part of a larger examination of measures to enhance the system's overall functionality and accessibility. The current versions of emergency alerts broadcast over the air TV with a test pattern. Remember those test patterns? I always think of those from like the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
And so they have the test pattern screen and then the loud noise and spoken instructions. Obviously, that doesn't really do anyone, you know, any good if you're deaf or hard of hearing and you're not, you don't happen to be looking at the TV at that moment.
What's going on? We'd be getting bombed? What happened?
Yeah, so the FCC wants broadcasters, cable systems, and other participants in the emergency alert system, EAS is what they refer to that as, they want to use the internet-based common alerting protocol version of these alerts when, if it's possible. And so that means it'll pop up on your phone, it pops up on all of your devices, anything connected to the internet, which is more helpful than just watching TV through cable. So as for the TV alerts, the FCC wants to see improvements there as well with clarity and descriptiveness of visuals that appear on the TVs. So for people who can't hear the audio messages, so Jessica Rosenworcel, who is the FCC chairwoman, she said it's difficult to know what kind of warning is adequate when the freak weather occurs that we've had recently, like the tornadoes that moved through the Midwest last week. That happened at night. A lot of people had no warning whatsoever. So she said, we do know that we're seeing these kinds of storms with greater frequency, and we have to think about, you know, moving forward, the improving the warning systems to make sure that everyone, regardless of, you know, any type of hearing impairment, is going to be notified promptly. In June, the FCC Commission combined the presidential alerts with alerts from FEMA, and they combined that into one national alerts category. So FEMA obviously is, you know, connected with all the storms and the damage and things like that. So having one centralized unit, I think, would be a good thing.
All right, there's a new app for your cat after this.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more sparkle and a lot more deals. Holiday Beauty Blitz is here to help you find everything for the beauty lover on your list. Right now, get up to 50% off deals each week from brands like CeraVe, Benefit, Urban Decay, and more. Because a lot more gift ideas means a little less shopping stress. And to make shopping even easier, you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Hurry! This event ends December 25th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so why is your cat going to be purring when it comes to this app?
Well, this is a new app that was developed in Calgary, Alberta. It's by an animal health technology company called Sylvester AI. And so cat owners who love to take pictures of their cats now can actually use that for a good reason to find out if your cat is feeling any pain. So the app looks at ear and head position, eye narrowing, and muzzle tension, and how whiskers change, and it detects distress in your cat. So a 2019 study found that the feline grimace scale, FGS they call, is actually a valid and reliable tool for acute pain assessment in cats. They're also thinking this is very helpful for young veterinarians who are actually training on this app, and they're helping with the algorithm. The app learns patterns from images of cat faces that can be helpful, but cat owners should also, they say, look at their pet's whole body, including the tail, for clues about their well-being. When cats are worried or scared, they hold their tail really tightly and very tense. And so aside from that, there's also, you know, looking at their overall behavior. Are they eating and drinking and, you know, going to the bathroom normally, sleeping, things like that. But the cat app is really interesting just in terms of, just from their facial expression, are they experiencing pain? So this app is not public yet, but it's in development, and this could be something that a lot of pet owners will use eventually.
Meow! Excuse me. I had to do that. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.